Thank you, Mr. President. Please allow me to start by thanking you for your leadership and to also thank your team, the ISU interpreters and technical staff, for facilitating today's meeting, adeptly overcoming difficult COVID-19 related challenges. The United Kingdom would like to express our ongoing support and commitment to amended Protocol 2, which remains a key instrument of IHL. We remain concerned about the indiscriminate and unlawful use of mines, booby traps, and improvised explosive weapons, which continue to pose a severe threat to civilian lives while seriously undermining post-conflict reconstruction and development. The UK calls on all states not yet party to AP2 to take necessary steps towards ratification without delay. As a leading honour in mine action, we continue to support the clearance and destruction of anti-personnel landmines and improvised explosive devices, the provision of risk education and capacity building. UK-funded mine action programmes help countries meet their national mine action commitments and protect those most vulnerable to the dangers of landmines. Since 2018, the second phase of the UK's Global Mine Action Programme, GMAP2, has cleared and confirmed safe over 406 million square metres of land and provided 3.34 million people with risk education in 15 countries. On completion in March 2022, GMAP will have disbursed over £140 million. We have also conducted important work to build an evidence base that demonstrates the impact of mine action and informs collective efforts to increase its effectiveness. We are concluding an evaluation of GMAP2 and look forward to working with partners across the sector to implement its recommendations as part of the implementation of GMAP3 starting in 2022. We are finalising country funding allocations for this third phase and will update states, parties and the mine action sector in due course. Earlier this year, the UK commissioned Social Finance and the Halo Trust to explore the potential for innovative finance solutions to both address funding shortfalls that many countries with contamination face and to improve the effectiveness at all stages of mine action. The research identified three possible models for innovative mine action finance: outcomes finance, including impact bonds, public-private partnerships and front-loaded funding. In November, we hosted a workshop in Cambodia to explore the potential of piloting one of the models in that country, and we're grateful for the input of the organisations represented. We look forward to considering the next steps of this important initiative with partners across the sector. Exploring innovative finance solutions will also be a priority for the UK's presidency of the Convention on Cluster Munitions in the run-up to the 10th MSP. The UK has helped increase peacekeeping counter-IED capabilities. We have provided over £1 million of support to the Humanitarian Peace Support School in Nairobi. The UK has provided IED awareness training to contingents deploying to MINUSCA. We supported a counter-IED working group which seeks to coordinate counter-IED capacity building and information sharing across East Africa. In 2022, the UK will also provide counter-IED training to Ghanaian and Kenyan forces. The UK is also providing expertise to inform the UN's review of peacekeeping counter-IED capabilities. We would like to thank both IED coordinators for their continued commitment and determination to progress work in this area. The CCW Forum plays a valuable role in coordinating our work on IEDs. Given the cross-cutting nature of this work, information sharing with other fora that also deal with IEDs is crucial. Mr. President, we welcome the review of the 2016 Declaration on IEDs and look forward to adopting the revised document at the review conference next week. In closing, Mr. President, we assure you again of the UK's continued support. I thank you for your attention.